As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 8:47, 13 till 9. Keith Spira joins us now, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, day one of Jazz Fest. How you doing, Keith?
I have my Jazz Fest shoes on and I'm ready to go.
What? How do you define Jazz Fest shoes given the forecast? Are they your older shoes?
They're always older shoes, okay. Yes, because you know the fairgrounds take a toll on shoes no matter if it's muddy or not.
You know what I want to do? I want to open the Oakmanard Jeweler Talking text line here for any first-timers going to Jazz Fest or regulars that have any questions, looking for some hints, etc., because it can be, in a way, kind of daunting or overwhelming if you've never been. 504-260-1870. Text, data, message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. How many is this for you, Keith? What Jazz Fest is it for you?
Every Jazz Fest since 1990.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you figure that's, what, 33 or so, counting the two that were skipped because of COVID years. I think when you add it up, I've spent around 210 days at Jazz Fest. So literally more than half a year of my life I've spent at Jazz Fest.
So compare, if you will, quickly before we get to who's coming. I always like to, you know, look at snapshots of where we were, where we are. 1990s festival, what was it like then? Take people back and then as opposed to today.
Yeah, the bones of the festival have remained unchanged. You know, the general format, the signage, you know, the feel is still there. What's changed is that they bumped up to a whole other level of headlining talent. You know, back then, you might have B.B. King headlining the main stage, you know, and in the last years of his life, you know, B.B. King was playing the blues tent now because you have so, you know, these much bigger, more popular acts at the main stage. So that's really been the big change. And of course, it's, you know, more expensive to go now than it used to be back in the day, but so is everything else.
Has it gotten about as big as it can get?
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, the post-Katrina crowds are not as big as some of the pre-Katrina crowds, actually. So so the totals that they have nowadays are not as big as they were previous to Katrina. So there, to answer your question, there is more room out there because they've had more people out there than they typically get now. You know, it's a little bit smaller crowd than it used to be. You know, it's never fully recovered after Katrina and really after the September 11th. Somebody attacks as well, I think.
Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
Well, no. So, yeah, September 11th really knocked back attendance as well, you know, back in 2001. So between those two things, it's never built back to those big crowds they were having kind of in the, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s.
Is it more hardcores now than beginners?
You know, I think it's a mix. I think probably now they've built up to the point where they have more out-of-town folks coming. You know, locals sometimes get jaded, and they're like, ah, it's Jazz Fest, it's expensive. So they don't maybe go out as much. But, you know, and the festival has been very aggressive about marketing itself nationwide. You know, I think they have a little bit of a problem with the name. You know, people think that don't know anything about the festival think it's just a jazz festival. But obviously it's not. It never really has been. It's always had other types of artists. So some people don't think that it's, you know, like Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo, where you have these big, you know, mainstream rock acts and R&B acts. They don't quite realize that. So the festival has definitely tried to market itself to a national audience more by letting folks know, no, you can see, you know, i.e. Lil Wayne or the Dave Matthews Band or John Fogerty or all these other people at Jazz Fest.
I got a couple of texts coming in. Somebody says they're a first-timer, don't even know how to go about any of it. So Keith will hold your hand and take you through that when we come back. Somebody else wants to know if they're going to go one day this weekend, what day would Keith suggest that they go? We're talking to Keith Spira, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, about Jazz Fest. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talking text line. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:56 and a half. Quickly back to Keith Spira, reporter of the New Orleans Advocate Times-Picayune, about Jazz Fest opening today. What time? 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock. It all gets rolling. Yep.
So for somebody to text it in, Keith, and said they're a first-timer, hold their hand, take them through advice, what would you tell them?
Well, get you a cab or a rideshare or public transportation to drop you off on Gentilly Boulevard in front of the main gate or near Lyuses by the track on Esplanade. Follow the crowd to the ticket booth. Get you a ticket. Go into the grounds. Get an iced tea, a Mandarin iced tea, and just let your ears and nose be your guide. Something smells good, buy it and eat it. Something sounds good, stop in there and hear it. That's really all there is to it.
And somebody else texted in about the best day to go of this weekend. I guess that's such a subjective thing. And I think the other thing is that there's so much going on with so many different tents, it's hard to not find something you like, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You either go to see a specific act that you're a fan of. For instance, I mean, if you're a Dave Matthews fan, then you go on Sunday to see the Dave Matthews Band. But if you want to just sort of experience the festival as a whole, really today's the day to go. It's going to be the lightest crowd of the day. And you could buy a ticket, you know, at the gate for $60 plus fees if you're a Louisiana resident, which is, you know, the best deal of the whole festival, you know. But, yeah, definitely today and Friday the crowds will be lighter. But, you know, if you want to see a specific act, like if you want to see Lil Wayne or Harry Connick, you go on Saturday. You know, it just kind of depends and on what your tastes are.
And somebody wants to know what you can bring and what you can't bring.
You can bring in a sealed bottle of water, plastic bottle of water, which, you know, invariably there are kids and vendors out in the street selling ice cold water for $1. So grab one of those. Don't open it. You can take it in. You know, you can bring a rain poncho. I believe you can bring a small umbrella. You know, you can't really bring food, but I don't know that they're going to, you know, stop you if you have a, you know, small bag of almonds or a banana in your pocket or anything like that. So
somebody else texted in and wanted to know about, is there a time where it's too late to go? Because a lot of people can't get there for 11 o'clock.
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, look, the headliners go on at 5:30. So, you know, if you get out there at 3 o'clock, yeah, you're still going to see a bunch of stuff. I mean, you can roll out there at 5 and still see, you know, today, John Fogerty and Goose. You know, both those bands start at, Goose starts at 5:10, John Fogerty at 5:30. You know, on Friday, same thing. Casey Musgraves is on at 5:30. Cheap Trick is on at 5:45. Gladys Knight at 5:50. So really, I mean, you know, that in and of itself is a show. I mean, people pay tickets to go see just standalone concerts by these particular artists. So yeah, you could roll up to Jazz Fest at 5 o'clock and still get a concert.
Thank you, Keith. A pleasure as always. Enjoy it. Have a great 2 weekends. Keith Spira, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Always amazes me how loud the Jazz Fest is, and you compare that and contrast it with the Zurich Classic, where you have all of these thousands of people together and you barely hear anything at certain times. And then in between, you got the NFL draft. That happens today. We'll talk to Mike Dettelier for an hour when we return on WWL.